Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle, watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, there's an auction featuring vehicles, trailers, ride-on mowers, lawn and garden equipment, hardwood flooring, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In all my years covering sports, at least here in Denver, I cannot remember a day that has two heavyweight stories like this on the same day. Because if you look at the history, the Nuggets winning the championship last year and the Avs winning the championship 2 years ago, neither of those teams played on the opening night of the draft in any round. So we have a daily double tonight.
And on top of it, the Broncos are actually making a pick in the opening round, which is something they haven't done in 3 years.
Maybe they might trade out. Doubt it. But
we'll see.
They might trade back. How many times have we talked about that?
A lot.
Time now for the lead.
The lead, presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
Denver Post columnist Troy Rank, our good friend, wrote an article titled "Sean Payton Cannot Leave the First Round Without a Quarterback." This is what he writes: Payton is no stranger to patience. He still regrets not moving up and drafting Patrick Mahomes in 2017. There is at least one scenario, if not two, where cutting in line for a quarterback makes sense. This is not my push for instant gratification or a dopamine rush. However, if the Broncos walk away without a quarterback, it will be a prescription for melatonin.
Well done.
Do the Broncos have to draft a quarterback in the first round?
No, not necessarily. It's all about conviction. We're gonna find out where that conviction is, but not necessarily.
I didn't say trade up to get
a
quarterback.
Right.
I said grab a quarterback in the first round. Here's the deal.
If you move down, then I think that yes.
Okay. So the question and what he said was, and this was the headline, they cannot leave the first round without a quarterback. Here's the deal. You may not have a conviction on one of the top four guys who are going to be drafted.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that. And let's go back to what George Payton said. There are seven or eight quarterbacks that we think can play.
Mm-hmm.
There are variances of that. If four guys go in the top six, let's say for the sake of argument, and I believe Knicks and Penix are going to go in the first round. Remember, there are seven teams that you can make the case need a quarterback. who have picks in the top 13. And just for fun, let's throw in the Rams, who are eventually going to be looking to replace Stafford, and do not rule out Dallas. Because I don't know if Jerry Jones is all in on Dak Prescott. But something else to consider, and this is a beyond the horizon line thing. Let's go back to the 2012 draft that was seen to be loaded with quarterbacks. That was Russell Wilson being picked in the third round. Kirk Cousins was in that draft, and they were mid-round picks. Then you had Andrew Luck at the top of the draft. Brock Osweiler was taken in that draft. The reason why I'm bringing this up is, back then, and I remember it well, a lot of people felt the 2013 draft is not going to be strong for quarterbacks. If we're going to get one, we better get one now.
Mm.
And that's how I think this draft is viewed, maybe compared to next year's draft.
Yeah, you could be, well, certainly compared to the number of quarterbacks we're talking about in the first round.
Right.
There might be three next year, but that remains to be seen. It's very intriguing. I do think that if they take a quarterback in the first round, it's going to be in the 20s. That's my...
Give your prediction right now.
What do they do? I think they trade back.
Mm-hmm. Got a team picks. In mind?
Eagles seem to be a fairly good proposition
good
right
spot,
now.
Good spot, 22, yep. Maybe pick up a second-round pick at 50.
Right.
That
Makes would sense. Be, that would be pretty nice, and they need that. But I can see drafting a quarterback at that point, and his name is probably Bo Nix.
Just make sure your mock drafts are spot on in that building, because if you trade back to 22... What's to say someone is not going to trade up a couple
you
of spots?
You are right, my friend.
Yeah.
You are right. Now,
if they trade back, they are gunning probably for Bo Nix.
Yes. Do you think it at 22 or somewhere in that realm, do you think that they have an either or do you think it's just Nix?
It's Nix.
I agree. I've
heard enough things about Penix that frighten me.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about his medical. I'm not talking about his medicals.
Particularly his stuff across the middle. That is a concern. The guy's going to be somewhere. He's going to find a team that will love him, and he's going to get a chance to play and play well in this league. I don't think he's a fit for Sean Payton.
This is how I think it'll go in the room. If they want to trade back, and I think they probably do, unless they're in love. Right? I'm hearing a lot of stuff that they are going to aggressively try and trade up, talking about the Broncos. Let's see what happens with that. If their mock drafts suggest that, hey, I know we can make a trade with a team to move back, but our mock drafts say somebody might leap us, they're picking at 12.
They could very well.
No, they will. There's not a could very well. They have to leave with a quarterback. Because if you consider Penix number 6 on the board, right?
Mm-hmm.
When George said 7 or 8, you're not leaving with a quarterback in this draft. You are leaving with a hope and a prayer later on in the draft. You are not leaving with a quarterback. Sorry. You're just not. You're hoping that some guy in the third or fourth round might do something for you, knowing next year's draft is not going to be deep with quarterbacks, unless, of course, you are so stinking bad, which is a possibility.
Yeah.
You've got yourself a top 7 pick.
Yeah. Very real possibility, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. You better like next year's class a lot. And I'm guessing they've already started looking into it.
Oh, I'm sure they have. No question about it, because it is the prevailing question, and not just for fandom, but for everybody in that building. Where are we going at quarterback?
Right.
What are we doing? What is our future? Who is it going to be?
This feels like, and I might be getting the draft wrong, I think it is 2017. I think it's 2017 when everybody knew, even people that didn't know anything about football, knew the Broncos were going to draft a left tackle. Everybody knew it. It was going to be Bowles or Ramczyk. We knew it. And it wasn't considered a particularly deep draft for offensive tackles that year. We felt somebody like Bowles or Ramczyk would be the only two guys taken in the first round. And that's what this draft feels like. They cannot walk away. Here, they do have to draft a quarterback in the first round. Unless quarterback 5 or 6 drop to the second round. And many people believe they are not first-round talents. They're players. When I say first-round talents, I mean there are 32 guys better than them.
Early 20s are the sweet spot.
Yep.
In this draft.
Especially if you can pick up a second.
Yeah. Exactly.
Is there anybody for you that you'd be like, okay, I'm totally on board with this. If the Broncos go, let's mortgage the future and trade up.
No.
There's nobody.
Nope. I mean, they're not going to get Caleb Williams. That's not happening.
I don't think Caleb Williams is going to be the best player in this draft.
He may not be, but he's going to be the first player taken in the draft.
That's fine. It doesn't matter to me if he's first. It matters to me that I don't think from the neck up he is going to be a great quarterback in the NFL.
Well, it matters.
And it's not because he paints his nails pink.
Who cares about that? Couldn't care less.
I do.
Would you prefer a
I don't like
purple?
Him taking my pink.
Is
fuchsia,
it,
maybe.
Yeah. A little deeper purple, eggplant.
Right.
Something like that would be good.
Yeah.
No. I just don't.
So.
I don't think there's a guy like that.
Okay. So if they trade up into the top four, you're going to say what tomorrow?
I'm surprised.
No, you're not going to be surprised.
Yeah, I think I will be surprised.
You're not going to be surprised because...
I think I will be surprised. I think I will be, just based on the flow of things and where we are at this particular point. I mean, you're basically looking... You're looking for J.J. McCarthy with the fourth pick.
You're going to be surprised. With all the talk that we've had over the last 3 months, 4 months... Shoot, back into December, because we knew, we thought they might make the playoffs. So right after the season ended, after all the talk, everything that you've read, you're going to be surprised if they trade up? I don't think you're going to be surprised. There's been enough talk about it. And you know Sean Payton, if he loves someone, will do this. I'm sorry, I don't think surprised is... I think you're going to be like, what the hell are we doing here?
That would be surprised.
Okay, well, we're
parsing words.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That would surprise me.
Here.
I would be surprised to be at a place where I'm wondering what they're doing.
Surprise to me would be trading up to the top four and taking Bo Nix. That would surprise me. I wouldn't be surprised if they trade up to try and get a Jaden Daniels or trade up to get a J.J. McCarthy. I wouldn't be surprised. I'd be like, well... Better effing work out for you.
Yes. Well, that would certainly be.
But that's not surprised for me. Stunned. Yeah. They trade up for Brock Bowers. That would surprise me.
Well, that would be stupid.
Well, Bowers might turn out to be the best player in this draft.
But he's not going to be taken in the top four by anyone.
I agree. But he might turn out to be the best player.
I don't disagree with that at all. I mean, if you're sitting at 12 and Brock Bowers is there and you're not going to move down, that's the guy you take. Period.
Yep.
I mean, and I know there's going to be good players available at 12, especially in this draft.
Right.
Especially in this draft.
Well, here, just for fun, let's look at some players who have been taken. Number 12, Jahmyr Gibbs, Micah Parsons, Vita Vea, Deshaun Watson. Odell Beckham Jr., Fletcher Cox, Ryan Clady, Marshawn Lynch, Jonathan Vilma. Pretty good.
Those are all pretty good football players.
They are.
And that's the point.
And with the 12th pick, the Broncos trade back to reach for a quarterback.
It's not a reach if you need it.
No, I understand that.
It's not. It just, I mean, it just,
Of course, if you need it. Yeah, I get that.
I agree with the contention that they need to leave the first round with a quarterback.
Yeah, because then you're dealing with seven or eight.
But it's got to be late. It can't. I just don't see it being early.
Okay, fine. So let me throw a scenario at you.
I could be wrong.
Let me throw a scenario at you. The Broncos are picking it. You just said they need to leave a... Do you say that with 100% conviction? They have to leave the first round with the quarterback.
Well, I'm saying it with...
You know I'm going to litigate you on this.
I know. Well, you always do.
I know.
But here's the deal. You can't litigate it because you're... Well, you can do whatever you want. This is a black and white decision.
I run the show.
Where there is... It's true. Fluidity in how it goes. This all depends on picks that are made in front of you.
Yeah, but you can't. Okay, so
and so you can't.
Let me ask you.
So you can't go black and white with.
Okay,
it.
I can. I'm to tell you.
You
what.
Just go right answer ahead, some, and I'll ignore it.
No, just answer some simple questions.
No,
for
I'm
me.
Not. No, I'm not going to. I'm not playing this game with
well,
you.
Well, hold on.
I'm not going.
Actually,
to.
I should just set it up that way because it would have been better if I ambushed you. But the point is this: I believe they have to have a quarterback in the first round because. If they wait to the second round, A, they don't have a pick, but then they're dealing with guys in the third, fourth round. I believe they need one of the top five quarterbacks in this draft. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
Okay. With that, if they have a trade, let's say, in place with Philadelphia, okay, at 22, but they're very afraid that someone, and their mock drafts, is going to jump 21, say for Bo Nix, then they have to pick that quarterback at 12. Would you agree? And that would be a reach.
Yeah,
then
but
they
it,
have to.
But, because it's, but they, it's the fluidity of everything in front of you. Who's, how many trades are made? Who's moved where? What's the need for quarterback
well,
after 12?
Well, you're. But remember, a team like the Rams can jump. For all we know, listen, I'll make this real simple. The Broncos decide to trade back, but then you have the Raiders right behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Your mock draft says the Raiders might take Nix. You did 10 mock drafts, 5 have them taking Nix, 5 don't. What do you do? Are you taking Nix? Or are you trading back? 50-50 proposition.
Yeah, just I don't know.
What would you do? You did 10 mock drafts. 5 have the Raiders taking Nix. 5 have the Raiders not taking Nix.
It depends on my conviction on Bo Nix.
But we can agree taking Nix at 12, despite the need, in terms of he is not one of the top 12 players in this draft.
No.
That is a major reach, despite the fact they have a major need.
Is it?
But you'd feel more comfortable.
I mean, quarterbacks are always a reach. But quarterbacks, you don't. The problem with quarterbacks is you can't compare them to other positions in the draft.
Right.
Because the position is so key and so central to your operations.
Right.
So, yeah, when you talk about Brock Bowers going in the top four is a reach, I mean, actually, that's probably a bad example because the guy's a damn good football
player.
He's
a top four player in the draft.
He is a top.
Easily.
He is a top four player in the draft. But for quarterbacks, it's a different set of definitions.
Coming up after the break, Bill Plaschke, a columnist for the LA Times, is saying a lot of things that we don't dare say in Denver. Yes, we believe everything that he's saying, but we don't want to jinx it. We don't want to jinx this series. So Bill will say it for us. That's next.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Do you want a beautiful lawn?
Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions. Baby.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman. Tuesday, there's an auction featuring vehicles, trailers, ride-on mowers, hardwood flooring, a hot tub, a boat, shipping containers, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you have a family, you spend your life trying to support your family, making sure they're financially secure, they are safe and protected. But the question is, have you done anything if, God forbid, something happens to you tomorrow and you are not here? If you have not taken care of that stuff, I would highly recommend you talk to my friend Dan McKenzie at the McKenzie Law Firm. My wife and I, we procrastinated a little bit after we got married, but now everything is taken care of. We have a trust set up for our girls, and there's a big difference between a trust and a will. A will is good. Trust is much better, meaning with a will, there are a lot of hoops to jump through, although you're in decent to good shape. A trust puts you in great shape. Highly recommend you talk to Dan McKenzie at the McKenzie Law Firm. Even if you're single, you should talk to him because there are a lot of things to tie up that you're going to saddle your family with. Go to coplans.co, coplans.co, or give him a call, 833-CO-PLANS. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingAndWindows.com.
Nuggets play the Lakers tonight. Game 3, LA Times sports columnist Bill Plaschke said what many Nuggets fans really would like to say, but are kind of afraid to say because they don't want to jinx it, right? This is what he wrote after Game 1. Game 1. Not what happened in Game 2. Game 1. Lakers aren't simply good enough to beat the Nuggets. They're not as tough, not as deep, not as skilled, not as connected. If they somehow overcome their opening game loss and unseat the defending champs in the first round, it'll be the upset of the century. Darvin Ham said after Game 1, I truly believe it's still going to be a hard-fought series. Everyone is going to lose their mind over one game. No, give them credit. They held serve at home. Tough home team. Plaschke continues to write about what Ham said. Nope, not buying it. Mind is completely intact. At least mine is. Series might eventually be hard fought, but it certainly appears to be short-lived. If the Lakers win game one, win one game, it'll be an accomplishment. Win two, it would feel like a miracle. If they win three, throw a parade. We know the way sports columnists are, just like a lot of sports talk radio guys are. Is this as hot of a take as you can get to get clicks, or Do you agree, but just don't want to say anything?
It's overstated, but there is truth running through it.
Yeah.
I do agree that the Nuggets are a tougher, more battle-tested.
They're not more battle-tested. Well, guys on the roster, LeBron and Anthony Davis are
They're pretty battle-tested. Well, yeah, but that's two guys for the Lakers. The
two Nuggets, Hall of Famers.
The Nuggets have a championship. They're more battle-tested.
Yep.
They're not as tough. They're not as deep. Not as skilled. There's a lot of skill with LeBron and AD. There's a lot of skill right there, if you ask me. Not as connected. I certainly agree with that. But that's anybody, by the way. I don't think there's a team in the NBA that's as connected as the Nuggets are, truly. So I don't think that there's that. That's the stuff that I'm fine with. I don't disagree with any of that. And I believe that we've kind of said that out loud. I mean, I don't worry about stepping on a line and, you know, or seeing a black cat in front of me on the sidewalk. I don't believe in that crap. Now, I will say this. If the Lakers win one game, it'll be an accomplishment. Two games, it would feel like a miracle. Three, throw a parade. That's silly. That's just stupid. Come on, Bill. No, not buying that.
Okay.
Hyperbole, overstatement.
With that, do they win tonight? Do they only win game four, or do they get swept?
They win.
Do you think there's a chance they win two in a row?
No, I think they win one of two.
Which one? Is it tonight? Because remember, today is Thursday. The next game is on Sunday. I won't see you, to your benefit, until Monday.
I'll take them tonight. I will take them tonight because they're due a good game. They haven't played one yet. They played moments.
Who's due a good game?
The Nuggets. Nuggets have not played a great game
so
yet.
So you think the Nuggets are due tonight?
Yes.
Oh, because I think the Lakers are going to come out swinging.
Well, of course they're going to come out swinging. I mean, that goes without saying, but I think you can make the argument that you said after game one that was the Lakers' best shot.
Right.
Well, guess what? It was game two.
Do you think...
I mean, both games.
Okay. Do you think there's a chance that the Lakers are up by 15 at some point in this game tonight?
No, not 15.
I'll tell you what concerns me. Although you can turn it into a positive, I suppose, depends on what lens you want to view it through. The Nuggets have not played their best. They played very well in spurts.
Only in spurts.
For a championship team, why are they starting so slowly? Or if you want to spin it positively, they haven't even come close to playing their best, and look what they're doing, still winning.
Well, I would probably lean towards the latter. And that's why I like their chances tonight.
But why is a championship team starting slowly?
Well, the Lakers are trying.
Why aren't the Nuggets?
You're saying the Nuggets aren't trying?
I didn't say they're not trying. What I'm saying is they're sure as hell not executing in the first half.
Yeah.
And that's been two games in a row. So do you view it as, man, what's going to happen when they play a full game? We saw games down the stretch of the season in which they played considerably better for 48 minutes of here. Let's use the Minnesota game at home, in which the Nuggets basically thoroughly dominated that game. That was a 48-minute game. They played far better in that regular season game than they have against the Lakers consistently for 48 minutes. My question is why? These are finally the playoffs. You could say, you know what? The regular season, it doesn't have the same intensity. We're kind of coasting through. Yeah, they coasted through with 57 wins, and I get it. But they're finally here to defend their title, and they're down by 12, and then in game one in the first half, and early on in the third quarter, they're down by 20. What the blank is going on here? Why aren't they taking this seriously?
Oh, I don't think it's a question of taking it seriously. You got to hit shots. It basically boils down to hitting shots.
Okay.
I mean, when you've got...
They weren't playing great defense. They certainly didn't adjust to Anthony Davis in game two.
Well, they
and
did.
As a matter of fact, game one, he torched him too.
They did in the second half, and it was the difference in the game.
Okay, so is that what we see? Aaron Gordon now on Anthony
Davis.
Yes,
I think you'll see Aaron Gordon early on Anthony
Davis. Then I guess we're going to see who guards LeBron.
That's going to be a question, isn't
right?
It? Right? Yeah. You probably, yeah. I mean, you might see Christian Brown with more minutes tonight.
Right.
Just, but yeah, because that's part of the matchup.
Right.
You got to pick your poison. And the poison so far has been Anthony Davis.
Coming up after the break, we're going to throw out a total hypothetical. You're watching television tonight because you're not going to the game and you're not flying to New York for the draft. With that, somebody says to you, well, you only can find out one outcome tonight, and we'll tell you the other outcome at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. You can know who the Broncos draft or if the Nuggets win. Tonight, you get to pick one. Tomorrow morning at 7, you get to learn the other outcome. Which one do you want to know the outcome of the most? That's next.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Save big money on everything for your projects. Now at Menards. We have it all for garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center today and update your backyard space. Grid accents lattice panels have a timeless design with an innovative design that's simple to install and requires almost no maintenance. Save big on lattice panel options at Menards. View our entire selection of garden center products today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman, Hurdle. Watch us, MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tuesday, there's an auction featuring vehicles, trailers, ride-on motors, mowers, lawn and garden equipment, hardwood flooring, a hot tub, boat, shipping containers, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is brought to you by Nola Jane Restaurant and Bar. Let Nola Jane spice up your next trip to Lodo with the best Cajun cuisine in Denver.
Huge night in Denver sports. The NFL draft and the Nuggets are playing the Lakers tonight in Game 3. If I said to you, you can only know the outcome of one of these things tonight, and then you have to wait until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning to know the outcome of the other, and understand because it's my game, I'm going to change eventually the rules on you. So as of right now, where we stand, which outcome do you want to know more?
Well, first I would say you suck.
Yes, I do.
Because
you come up with the game, you can have your rules. Yeah. You don't come up with enough games to make the rules with me, but feel free to do it. So since it's my game, which one can you, will you be more willing to wait until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning?
Draft.
You'd be more willing to wait on
No. I'm watching the draft.
You're watching the draft.
Yeah, I'm watching the draft.
What if this series is tied?
Watching the draft.
They're down 0-2.
Watching the draft.
Wow. Okay. And certainly
because there are going to be other games. The Nuggets are not in. You give me a 3-3 scenario, then yeah, it switches.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
I'm fine. There are other games to be played in this series.
And it's funny, your reasoning is similar to my reasoning, but I'm taking, I'd rather know about the Nuggets tonight.
Okay.
It's the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Right.
It's the playoffs. What the Broncos do tonight will not affect them tomorrow or the next day or the next day. It will affect them when the season starts or maybe training camp. Let's see how this guy, if they draft a quarterback, performs. We can wait on that. It's just a name. That's all it is. And we don't know what's going to happen. This, to me, the Nuggets are far more immediate.
For you.
Well, yeah, it's the playoffs.
Right.
Well, we're talking about some dude they draft. Who cares who they? Who cares?
A lot of people, and we'll look at the ratings. We'll look at the ratings to get confirmation.
Yes,
on that.
Yes, you're right.
I mean, come on.
Yes,
come on.
Yes.
It's not.
No, you're
it's
right.
Not going to be close.
No, you're right. Let's look at the NFL. Let me stress that NFL one more time. NFL draft. The NFL draft will always outdraw.
Always.
Okay. Listen.
It doesn't make it the right thing because everybody has their own opinion.
Let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
Caitlin Clark outdrew the NBA Finals last year. And good on her.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying, listen, what the masses do doesn't affect how I feel. Same with you.
Right.
All I'm saying is this is far more immediate for the Nuggets. I can wait till 7 o'clock to see who they draft. Either way.
Is it really? Because they win tonight. Even if they're down 0-2, they win tonight. So it's one. Now they're down one game to two in a best of seven series. How much does it fundamentally? I mean, they're still going to play another couple of games. I mean, I'm just being devil's advocate because to me, it's splitting hairs.
How much better are the Broncos going to be? What kind of position are they going to be in by 7 o'clock tomorrow morning that gives you that?
But you're not asking the right question.
Oh,
the right question is we've invested all of this time, energy, effort, in conversation, in trying to figure out where they're going with this thing.
Yep.
And
long legs.
And so that's the gratification. The gratification is finally knowing that. It would drive me crazy not knowing who the Broncos picked until 7 o'clock. Good.
Yeah.
Good. We,
I'll
we,
tell you
we
why.
Will agree to disagree.
I'll tell you why. Because it feels like since Saturday when the playoffs began for the Nuggets and the Avs, this draft has kind of felt like an afterthought. Now, granted, we're kind of talked out on it. We've only been talking about it since
fair.
The end of the season.
That's fair.
But it feels like the wave of what people are talking about in town are the Nuggets and the Avalanche.
Okay.
I'm just saying how it feels. But tonight's the night. Let's see what they do.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this. If you told me, the Broncos are trading up in this draft.
Mm-hmm. With certainty.
To number three.
Ooh.
To number three with the Patriots.
You might join us.
I would want to know tonight.
I don't blame you.
But if they don't trade up,
mm-hmm.
12, they trade back, I want to watch the Nuggets.
Fair enough.
I do. With that, Nuggets Avs, let's say they're contending over the next 3 years.
Which they should be, right?
Correct. And the Broncos are what we have seen out of the Broncos really over the last 8 years.
Well, that's something to look forward to.
We've been having this conversation for a while. Do you think the Broncos are in any danger of not keeping their firm grip on this city as the number one team for at least a small amount of time?
Yeah.
The Broncos are...
It becomes... 3 years out, 2 years out becomes a little more tenuous, I think, probably. Yeah, yeah. Right?
Yep.
I mean, let me just say this. 3 years ago, that would have been a ridiculous question. It's not now.
Well, you know what's funny? 3 years ago, it would have been a ridiculous question. Remember, you have five previous years in which they were still irrelevant.
Right. And you're absolutely right. But it would have been, the further you get away
from... We're walking into a decade of this.
Yes. The further you get away from relevance for the Broncos and not being in the playoff mix and in the playoff hunt, the less of a hold they come.
The calendar, fortunately, is the Broncos' friend to keep them on top. When the season is going, no one is truly that interested in the Avs and the Nuggets starting the season.
Correct.
And then when the Nuggets and Avs are competing for playoff seeding, the Broncos season is over.
Yes.
And all we're talking about is free agency, which is a big deal, and we are talking about the draft. So very rarely do both sides clash for eyeballs and interest, but there is one day when that happens. Tonight.
Yes.
Now, over the last 2 years, the Avs and the Nuggets have never played on the opening night of the draft. Tonight is where the two sections intertwine.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting to look at the data. And I mean this seriously. It will be interesting to look at it because the Broncos are making a first-round pick.
What I'd be curious to know is, we will see the NFL ratings for the draft.
Mm-hmm.
We eventually will see the ratings for tonight's game. I would like to know what it looks like in Denver, although it's not going to really make that much of a difference if the Broncos either trade up or if they stay at 12, because that's not going to conflict with the Nuggets game. It's not going to conflict.
Right.
And if we're really being honest here, how long would it conflict for? Let's say they trade back to 22, sake of argument. Let's say, and I don't even know, at 22, is the Nuggets game even on?
Nuggets.
At 8:15?
Yeah.
Draft starts at 5 minutes to make a pick?
No, it's 10, I think, in the first round.
Is it 10?
I believe that's right.
Is it 10? Yeah. Okay, yeah, the rest of the rounds are 5. Well, so that means what? You have 6 picks an hour, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Roughly.
Right.
I'm sure the Bears will milk the clock, which is unbelievable.
Which is just, we actually talked about it yesterday, how silly it is.
So.
Just make the pick.
By pick 18, that's 3 hours in.
Mm.
In theory.
In theory.
What time's the draft start tonight? 5:30?
Is it 5:30? The first pick?
Starts at 6.
Okay, starts at six. But it doesn't mean it starts at 6. Starts probably about 6:15.
Yeah, right.
So if they pick 22,
they'll be on the clock by 6:15.
And then you'll have a quick channel change. That's who the Broncos picked. Okay, now let's go back to the Nuggets.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about maybe a 15-minute window.
Yeah.
And then people want to hear the analysis.
Yeah, no question.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We saw a big upset in the NBA playoffs last night, and a huge decision was made on an AFC quarterback. We'll talk about it more when we come back to Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, Mile High Sports. And I just can't get enough. Boy, I think about it every night and day. I'm addicted, wanna jump inside your love. I wouldn't wanna have.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for.
trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Skid and kiss, I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Tuesday. There's an auction featuring vehicles, trailers, ride-on mowers, lawn and garden equipment, hardwood flooring, a hot tub, a boat, and a whole lot more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Greenfields Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Greenfields has everything under one roof, including the best happy hour in town. 2-for-1 wine, well, and drafts from 3 until 7 p.m. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Alrighty, just in case you missed it, the Miami Heat made 23 three-pointers en route to a huge upset over the Boston Celtics at TD Garden. Tyler Hero led the way with 24 points and 14 assists. Is this just a blip, or could the Celtics be in a little bit of trouble after?
No, not again. Not without Jimmy Butler. And even without Jimmy Butler, even with Jimmy Butler for the Heat, that's a pretty heavy lift for Miami, even if they won that series a year ago. It was a hell of a win for Miami last night. It was the surprise of the night, no question about it. No, Boston wins this series.
I don't want to say something I'm going to regret if the Nuggets play the Celtics in the final. They are not a mentally tough team. They just are not. Now, you can make the case about the Nuggets. They were down by 20,
mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Right, yeah.
But the Lakers are better than the Heat. With that, Boston has a history of not being mentally tough. They had no business losing to Miami last year. They are by far and away the more superior team when you look at their roster. How they could even lose this game is mind-boggling. It really is. And you really have to question leadership on that roster. Is it really Jason Tatum or Brown? Who's really leading that group? How do you allow that to happen? Then again, we're going to be fair about it. The Nuggets were down by 12 in game one. They were down by 20 in game two. But they did win.
Right.
All righty. Just in case you missed it, the Pittsburgh Steelers decided not to pick up Justin Fields' fifth-year option. This was widely expected, as it would have cost Pittsburgh $25 million in 2025. With both Fields and Russell Wilson playing on one-year deals this upcoming year, could you see a world where there's a legitimate QB controversy despite Wilson being in pole position to start?
No.
No, I don't think so. I don't. About the stock on Justin Fields, huh? I mean, here we are, and there's a very real question about his future in this league as a starter, right?
Yep.
I mean, maybe he gets a chance to start at some point this season in Pittsburgh. I mean, I don't think it's out of the realm. But I think that they'll stick with Russell Wilson for as long as he plays well.
Well, this is how I look at it. They have two options of two guys that are not under contract.
Right.
If one guy plays really well, and I don't think there's going to be a really, really long leash on Russell Wilson.
No, I don't either.
If one guy plays well, yeah, you give him the contract.
Yeah.
It's a quarterback competition for who comes back next year with the contract.
Right.
That's what I don't think there's a quarterback competition going into training camp. I think it's Russell Wilson, but whoever plays better might eventually get the deal.
Do you think there's a chance that neither of them could be back like next year in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
I do too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, they have a price match guarantee. They also have great financing options. They have an entire staff that can help you rebuild your entire kitchen. They have a clearance center with extra low pricing, and you and I have shopped there.
Love it.
And it's an unbelievable deal for the quality that you are getting. Mountain High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, Nuggets getting ready to play tonight, game three. Also, the Broncos getting ready to finally make their pick. At 8:15, James Palmer is going to be joining us. You remember him, formerly of the NFL Network. Left a couple of weeks ago. The guy is so dialed in, absolutely want him on the show to let us know what he thinks the Broncos are going to do. That's 8:15. We will talk about the Nuggets next, and specifically about Bill Plaschke and his column in the LA Times. Literally not counting the Lakers out, but saying they are dead. That's next.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.